Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Today we continue our series on soul ties, an in-depth look on biblical principles and relationships. Pastor Steve, what's in store for us today?
Today we discuss soul ties in the single lifestyle, how you can live a life that pleases God. Our emotional struggles are real, so therefore it's important that we understand how to deal with them according to God's word.
Thanks, Pastor Steve. Let's get into today's message. Hello and welcome to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hearst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
All we have really belongs to God. If you really believe God, guess what? You'll give Him everything you have. You'll give Him your last dime if you're moved upon by the Holy Spirit. These people were taking their properties and they were taking the deeds to those properties and they were selling them and they were getting money. And when they got the money, they would give it to the disciples. They'd put it down at their feet and say, God has blessed me with this property. I'm giving it to the church. But Ananias and Sapphira were sitting in services where they saw people come up and give that money. And because they were recognized and the people blessed God for them, they said, I want to get in on that. I could be one of those people. We have a little bit of property, don't we? Well, when they went and sold their property, they saw how much money they got. They said, oh, this is too much money to give to the church. We need to keep some of this money. Well, Ananias and Sapphira, they got that money back from their property and they decided, we need to keep some of this money. After all, it is our property. The Bible says in verse number 2, with his wife's full knowledge, they kept back part of the money for themselves, but they put the rest at the apostles' feet. You cannot come before God and lie. Now, I know a lot of people are doing that. One day it'll be revealed. They were in the church of the Holy Spirit. So Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Because you kept for yourself some of the money that you say that you gave. It goes on to say in verse 4, didn't it belong to you before you sold it? And after you sold it, wasn't all the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You've not lied to men, you have lied to God. And let me just say this about lying. Whenever you tell a lie, God is listening. Did you know that? Don't you dare think that the God of the universe closes his ear every time you lie. Or he closes his eyes every time you do something that's wicked and wrong. Just the opposite. He said, what did he say? God says, what are they doing? Ananias didn't realize the power of God. The Bible says in verse 5, when Ananias heard those words, he fell down dead. He died. What an exciting church service. Now, just like in some churches, they had a second service too. But let's talk about Ananias. He died, the Bible says, and then the ushers came forward. They wrapped up his body and they carried him out and they buried him. My Lord. His wife came to the second service. Verse 7. About 3 hours later, his wife came in. Oh, praise the Lord. I know I'm going to get my recognition in this service. They wanted the recognition of men so much, they even wanted it separately. One came to the first service so that he could take his bow, and the second was coming to the second service so she could take a separate bow. Peter was waiting for her. Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and your husband got for the land? Yes, she said, that's the full price. Now, we're talking about soul ties today, folks, because really, when you are tied to individuals, you would say and do things you wouldn't normally do. Sometimes just, they say the strength of numbers. It's interesting to see now when there are more people, when there's a mob, there becomes a mob mentality, and people do things they would never do by themselves. That's the power of a soul tie. But it's also the power of a soul tie when you're in a relationship where a person has influence over you and you have influence over them. The Bible says that they agreed to lie. And this is what Peter is asking here. Tell me, is the price that you and your husband got for the land such and such? Yes, she said, that's the price. Peter said to her, how could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who just buried your husband are at the door, and they will also carry you out. And at that moment, she fell down and she died in the church. It was an exciting first service and exciting second service in that church. Now, I want to invite people to Spirit Life Church, where we don't have people dying either in the first service or the second service. But the Holy Spirit is here to bless us. Let me give you another example of a soul tie in the scriptures. In 1 Kings chapter 13, I would read the whole chapter, but it's too lengthy, but please write these scriptures down. 1 Kings chapter 13, starting with verse 1, it talks about a prophet of God who delivered a word to King Jeroboam. Basically, Jeroboam had set up an altar to worship false gods. So the Lord sent this prophet there to speak against that and say that God's going to judge you for that, and he's going to strike that altar. In fact, before he strikes it, even prophets will be offered on that altar. God will actually judge people right at this altar. And the king was so upset, he struck out his hand. He lifted up his hand and he said, get that guy. And as soon as he did that, the Bible says his arm withered and he couldn't pull it back. Oh, God. So he said, please, Mr. Prophet, pray to God right now to restore my arm. The prophet said, Lord, let his arm go back. Let it be normal. At the same time this is happening, God actually struck that altar and ashes came out and poured out, just like that was supposed to be the sign of God's judgment. It all happened at the same time. Well, in verse number 7, the king said to the prophet, come to the palace with me and rest. Have some food and I will reward you because you've healed my arm. Now listen to what the prophet of God said. Now, after mighty ministry, he still remembers what God said. He said, the Lord has given me strict orders not to eat anything or drink any water here. And I'm not to return to Judah by the road that I even came. So he left the king and he went back another way. Verse 11, it says, as it happened, there was an old prophet living in Bethel, and his sons went home and told him what the prophet of Judah had done and what he had said to the king. The devil will always attack you after your greatest victories. Now, always remember this, because this is very, very important. The devil is always looking for equal time. What God does in your life, the devil wants to do just the opposite. And that's why you cannot leave any doors open. Devil will always send an attack after your greatest victory. This backslidden prophet heard about this prophet that God was using. Bible says in verse 14 that he rode after the prophet and found him sitting under an oak tree, and he said, are you the prophet that came from Judah? And the prophet said, yes, I am. Then the old prophet said, come home with me and eat. But the prophet said, no, I can't, for I am not allowed to eat anything or to drink any water at Bethel. The Lord strictly warned me against it. And he also told me not to return home by the same road I came on. Verse 18. But the old prophet said, I too am a prophet, just as you are. And the angel gave me this message from the Lord for you. And I am to take you home with me and give you food and water. But the old man was lying to him. The old man was lying to him. How did he give this person to begin to be deceived? Well, he said, I too am a prophet. I have the same call on my life that you have. We have something in common. And the devil will always try to bring an individual in your life that has something in common with you. This particular prophet was a backslidden prophet. Oh, he understood what it meant to be a prophet, but he wasn't willing to pay the price of obedience to remain a true prophet of God. So the devil used him to go to influence this other younger man and to seduce him from obeying God. The Bible says the old man was lying to him. Never allow yourself to be seduced by anyone, regardless of how religious they may seem. You need to do some investigation. You need to say, Lord, help me to examine the fruit in this person's life. Don't just yield yourself to people that you don't really know. That's why you must be a fruit inspector. It goes on to say in verse 19, so they went back together, and the prophet ate some food and drank some water at the old man's house. But then suddenly, while they were sitting at the table, a message from the Lord came from the old prophet. He shouted at the other prophet from Judah, and he said, the Lord says that because you have disobeyed his clear command, and you have come here and you've eaten and you've drunk water in the place that he told you not to, therefore your body shall not be buried in the grave of your fathers. It is most amazing, folks, that the same voice that can seduce you will be the same one sometimes that will speak judgment on you for disobeying God. People try to seduce you in all types of areas in your life. And then when you succumb to the seduction, they turn around and say, that wasn't my fault. Look what you did. You caused me to do it. You were my temptation. And how bad we feel when we realize we compromise our integrity. We compromise our character. We compromise our relationship with God as we yield to the seduction of another person that we had something in common with.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You never know how the devil's going to turn on you. You never know how people are going to turn on you. You don't really know what's in a person's heart or what's in a person's life. And now this young prophet has received a message from God through the old backslidden prophet. You've disobeyed me, and now you'll be judged for it. Verse 23, after finishing the meal, the old man saddled the prophet's donkey, and the prophet started off again. But as he was traveling alone, a lion came out and killed him. And his body lay there on the road with the donkey and the lion standing beside one another. Now you say, well, that's funny. Why would a lion who just killed a man stand next to a donkey? So God could show it was his judgment. See, the lion was not hungry. He met a new friend that day. It was a donkey. He wasn't even hungry when it came to the man. He was just fulfilling judgment because of his disobedience. Now, let me talk to young people this morning, young adults, adults, and more mature adults. I think that's all of us. When we talk about the subject of soul ties, we have to talk about sexual expression. Because when God created Adam and Eve, he created them to express themselves intimately, to bring about a soul tie in their lives. Because it was the will of God that husbands and wives should never separate and never divorce. In Genesis 2 and 24, it says, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man and his wife were naked, and they were not ashamed. See, one flesh refers to the soul tie that occurred through their physical intimacy. God established that in marriage. God established it in marriage and nowhere else. Yet we live in a society today that promotes immoral relationships. You see it on the television, in the movies. You see it on the magazine stands. We hear about it constantly in the local and the national news. How people who should not have gotten together got together. It's hard for us to keep up with the number of Hollywood actresses pregnant out of wedlock. What used to be held in shame is now something celebrated in our culture. But I need to let you know, things have not changed with God. His word is eternal, and we're all judged by that word. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 2, it tells us that to help us with our sexual expression in our lives, we're to become married. Not shack, not just live with an individual. The Bible says, since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman should have her own husband. Young people, middle-aged people, and more mature people. If you're single, you should wait until God brings the right person. If you're young enough to be under the influence of your parents, listen to them if they're doing the right thing, if they're agreeing with what the Word of God says. Until then, you need to put yourself in a place where you're not going to be tempted. Putting the Bible between the two of you when you're alone doesn't really help. It's important for you not to put yourself in a place where you can be tempted. If you know that you really care about each other already, why will you try to date alone? That can be explosive. That will lead you down the wrong path. Well, you say, you're talking radical now, Pastor. Yeah. I'm talking the Word of God. Listen, emotional kissing and hugging only leads to more emotional expression. So what are you doing? I haven't even begun to talk about roaming hands and rushing fingers. It's hard for you to put your emotions in reverse when you've already floored the pedal. So what do I do? What do I do with all of these emotions I have? Well, I'm going to give you 2 Timothy 2:22. It says, flee. Run from the lustful desires of your youth. You say, well, how young are you talking about? I'm talking about 100 years old. If you still have desires that you can't control, you need to flee. You need to run away. This is what the Bible says. Now, why? Because we need to remember that our body does not belong to us. It belongs to God. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, well, I don't see anybody writing these scriptures down now. The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. Verse 18 says, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but when he commits sexual immorality, he sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, soul ties developed between people often influence an unwilling participant to yield themselves immorally just to keep the relationship. I gave this spiritual principle before, this principle of submission in Romans 6 and 16. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. The word yield there means to give way as required. People yield their bodies to each other to maintain the relationship. Many people brought up in the church know the word of God, but because of the pressure of a relationship, they'll give themselves. They yield themselves. They give way as required to maintain that relationship. Soul ties are formed in relationships that influence you to do things that you would never ever do yourself.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The Soul Ties series continues today with Part 5. Be sure and be with us tomorrow for Part 6. Now, once again, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week. And, you know, you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.